Hoping to become financially independent from her parents, Michaela said that she just got tired of working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying her soul.
So she's going to do porn.
I feel like doing this kind of work, I'm able to satisfy other people, but that feels good because it's not in a way that makes me feel violated. Now she's 23. Fiance, Chuck Pankow, 47, supported her decision as well.
Of course he did.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. How's things down in Florida?
Oh, you know.
I heard it was cold this week.
It's warm already.
Oh.
It was like two nights.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to...
Actually, it wasn't too bad yesterday either, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Back to like 80 degrees.
It's like in the 70s now. It'll be 80s soon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, there was a couple of big reveals this week.
There were.
Nerdum news, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to skip right over everything, go right into the nerdy news.
Okay.
So, I don't remember whether it was revealed. I think it was revealed last weekend, and we didn't talk about it. But there was a teaser shown of the new Batman outfit.
Uh-huh.
Which was very dark and very moodily lit.
Uh-huh.
Is that a word? And
Moodily. Moodily doodly.
And it showed a very dark...
night?
Well, yes. Yes. Very dark night. Very... in the shadows, people were making all kinds of presumptions about the suit. And then this week, and I'm assuming they did that because they knew that they were going to be out in broad daylight with the outfit.
Yes.
And they showed the stuntman on a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
I guess the Bat Bike. And I'm wondering what your take on the outfit is.
It looks very much like armor. And I don't like the positioning of the ears on the cowl.
Okay.
And I don't know how the hell Robert Pattinson is going to get that cleft in his chin to match the stuntman.
They just paint that out off the stuntman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The
cycle itself looks kind of stupid.
Yeah.
It looks like the old Catmobile from Batman 66. yeah. And it looks a little small.
The motorcycle?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the suit itself. I've always kind of liked the... this is supposed to be taking place like 2 years into his stint as the Dark Knight.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not a quote-unquote complete bat suit. It's more what he's got lying around instead of something he's crafted.
Sure. So it's like tactical armor. And,
yeah.
You know.
So I can appreciate that. I like the shoulder plates that kind of slide over the other stuff, and it's very utilitarian looking, and I've always enjoyed that in a Batman outfit. I thought that the Justice League Batman outfit worked, like the armor plated one. I like the way he was big and bulky trying to keep up with all the other like superheroes. I do not like the cowl at all. There's something wrong with that.
It looks like it's left over from Daredevil.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, it looks like horns and not ears.
Right, and one of the things that people kept saying is, especially when the director released that teaser was that it looked like there was stitching in it.
Mm.
You can't really see it in the motorcycle pictures, but
no.
I'm hoping that maybe that cowl doesn't make it all the way to the end, that there's a more completed one towards, mm-hmm. like, this was just his idea of what the Batman thing could be.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the head. And I think it's just because we've had so many other good Batman cowls.
Yeah.
That you see something like this and you're like, no, uh-uh.
Well, and maybe that's the whole point, is they want it to be different.
Maybe.
Now, there's also a shot of Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman that showed up this week.
Was that riding on the bike next to him?
Well, she looks like she's in biker gear. She's wearing a helmet.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure it's her. And it doesn't really look like anything. It's a black suit that looks like it's a you know, some sort of racing suit.
Right.
It looks similar to Anne Hathaway.
I think that's kind of hard to get away from.
You don't think they should CG her like the movie Cats?
No.
Just CG her clothing on her? No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do think that, you know, the whole idea of Catwoman, and it's always been a black tight jumpsuit, mm-hmm. going back to like Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
You know,
well, Lee Merriweather before that.
Lee Merriweather. And it's always been that, like, even in the comics now, it's always a black leather cat outfit,
uh-huh.
with like the headpiece and the goggles and, you know, all of that stuff. So I think it is very much a something that they're stuck in. I don't know how well that you could improve upon that and still call it Catwoman.
Sure. Unless you go like the Josie and the Pussycats method. You know, it's a leotard.
Right.
With a tail. Little headband.
I mean, I will say the one thing that I always did appreciate about Anne Hathaway's Catwoman was she's wearing the tactical goggles.
Uh-huh.
And when she puts them up is when she gets the cat ears. It's not,
yes.
like she's just wearing cat ears to wear cat ears.
Well, and it's almost like she's not, aside from the Halle Berry Catwoman character.
Yeah.
I think Catwoman comes out as a, probably what the press started calling her. You know, I don't think Cisco is naming all the Batman villains as well.
No. No, and she's...
But I don't think she goes, I'm Catwoman. I think she's out there as a jewel thief, and somebody notices the comparison and says, oh, it's Catwoman. We have to call her something.
Well, she's a cat burglar.
Yeah, that too.
Right?
Well, see?
So...
Sure, all fits.
I'm sure that you saw which is weird because they didn't say that they were shooting, but they were quite obviously shooting. There were those set pictures of Colin Farrell that was supposed to be the Penguin.
Yeah, but he's saying he hasn't even started filming yet, and that's not the haircut or whatever. And yeah.
Yeah, so I'm interested. I've always wondered that because they had Robert Pattinson on a bike. Whether you want to call it pre-production or whatever, there's that weird thing of like they shoot before production starts.
Right. Well, they need to do some testing. They need to see how the costume works in real life and, you know.
I guess. But yeah, I mean, it feels like this is kind of going to be more grounded than the Justice League stuff.
Yeah.
Lay in between like the Dark Knight and Justice League, like somewhere in there, you're going to get the kind of grounded, but kind of not, you know, thing.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'll be interested to see how he plays the Penguin and how these things look. Because, like, Batman very clearly on the motorcycle does not have a cape on. And, no. You know, I understand that, like, when they built the Batpod, they had come up with this idea that, like, the cape folds up into a backpack so that they didn't want it to get ripped off of them with the back tire and all this stuff, but it never did. It was able to flow out. So I'm assuming that they're going to add the cape onto the suit in post.
You think it's like a parachute? Like he's got a little cord on his chest that he pulls and the cape poofs out? That'd be kind of badass.
You know, the cape thing has always been an interesting discussion in superheroes because it is something that gets in the way. And if you're being tactical and you're being sneaky and you're being the world's greatest detective, does it fit to always have the cape on? Could this be a Batman that doesn't wear the cape unless he needs it? Like that would be an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
And then he's just more like versatile and tactile in what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Definitely.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't remember if in the teaser video whether or not he was wearing a cape. I don't know if you could see that much of it.
I don't remember.
Now, what do you think of the idea of the bat symbol being the gun from Joe Chill?
I was just going to bring that up. That's kind of interesting, but how did he get it? Did he steal it from the crime scene? Did he steal it from Gordon from the evidence locker?
Apparently there is precedence in the comic books for it.
Okay.
In the comic books, he somehow gets his hands on the Joe Chill gun and melts it down for an armor plate that he puts behind the bat symbol to protect him and not as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen all these weird pictures of like, oh yeah, this is the handle for the gun. And it's like, no, the artist rendering of what that gun would look like looks stupid. Like to me, it almost looks like they're removable and they're almost like batarangs.
Oh, could be.
Like he pops them off his chest and just whips them at people.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, The Batman outfit is always strange when you first see it, when you're trying to picture it in motion and stuff. So,
hey, at least no nipples.
So far. You never know.
Those should be on Catwoman's suit.
That was a big thing this week of like, all of a sudden, all this stuff is starting to come out about Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really liked the Ben Affleck suit.
I did too.
Because it seemed more of like the comic book version.
Yeah.
And he like had gotten into like really good shape. And apparently this week it came out that he turned this movie down because he was afraid he would relapse. And which he ended up in rehab anyway. So I'm not really sure how that all shook out, but
yeah, he's a mess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure now that the Joker has won Academy Awards, they're trying to figure out how to shoehorn in the Joaquin Phoenix Joker into a Batman.
I hope not. I really do.
Well,
I don't want a Joker in a Batman film that is not the Joker. The Joker is not Arthur Fleck. As far as I'm concerned, he's an imposter. I'm serious.
You don't think that maybe he influences the real Joker?
No.
Because they tried to do that on Gotham, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I I'm just not into the Joaquin Phoenix version.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Switching gears a little bit into Star Wars land. Did you see the thing that they have discovered that on Smuggler's Run at Galaxy's Edge, you can unlock a Chewbacca mode?
Oh, really?
Yes. So apparently they have figured out that instead of Hondo talking you through the mission, it's Chewbacca screaming at you for crashing the Falcon for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And so apparently what you have to do is, you know, remember when we sat down in the chairs and everybody has to activate their positions?
Yep.
That before you do that, you have to, the pilots need to go either all the way left, all the way right, or all the way up and all the way down. The engineers and the gunners need to hit white buttons before they hit the orange activation button. Okay. And it all has to be done before the cast member finishes checking the seatbelts. And apparently once you do all that, you get Chewbacca yelling at you the entire time instead of Hondo.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep. And I think it's interesting that, that they built that in there and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, no, I could see that happening. I think that they did things like that for the rewritability. So that people don't go, oh yeah, I've been on that before.
Right.
You know, they're doing it with Star Tours. Star Tours now has a randomizer and they're adding different scenes and, you know.
Yeah, but you don't get like, like when the thing comes down, you don't get a different character that's flying the ship every time, which would be amazing.
Well, no. Sure. That's not going to happen. It's going to cost money. We're talking film, okay?
Yeah, I know. I gotcha.
We're not even talking film anymore. We're talking digital.
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. So the next time you go to Galaxy's Edge, you need to get everybody on board to do the Chewy mode.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be several years before I go back. Wait for the crowds to die down.
There you go. They also announced, I guess this tomorrow at Monday, they will be talking about something that Lucasfilm has been calling Project Luminous.
Yeah. It sounds like it's just a series of comic book TV kind of tie-in things. It doesn't sound like it's anything tangible.
Okay.
From what I've heard.
Okay. Because apparently this is supposed to be like huge for whatever the upcoming block of Star Wars entertainment is.
Allegedly, it is an interconnected multimedia story set 400 years. Come on, refresh. 400 years before TPM. Which movie is TPM?
The Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace. There you go. yeah, so it's supposed to cross over. It starts with a new video game, and it's going to encompass film, video, games, comics, novels, television. It's going to set up a new time period, which I guess 400 years is even before the Old Republic, right?
That is about what they were talking about for the next movie, the High Republic stuff. But 400 years also puts it in the prime of Yoda.
Oh.
I mean, I guess they're going to have to do something quickly before Frank Oz gets too old to pull off Yoda anymore.
Yeah.
I wonder if they brought him into a room somewhere and just had him read the dictionary so that they could just piece it together. Be like, here, say every single word that you can out of this dictionary. Zygote.
Now, apparently, Dave Filoni is working on a new animated series called New Jedi Order, which follows Luke Skywalker building his own Jedi Order.
Because he didn't like the way that it was portrayed in the films.
Yeah, exactly.
I did read an interesting thing with him where he basically, somebody at one of these conventions asked him how, like what kind of contact he has with George Lucas. And
Yeah.
he basically said, he's like, I talk to him all the time. He said
Right.
he is the canon. And if we have questions, we go straight to him because he'll answer them and we want to do his vision.
Okay.
So, like, apparently he's on the
He does
set.
know that he's sold his rights to that, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
Okay.
he's not asking for money. He's not asking for credit. He just probably steering things that, I mean, if you have them coming to you, why wouldn't you be like, well, this is the way I would do it?
Sure.
I don't think he's ever going to come back into the fold of like directing an episode of The
Directing,
Mandalorian.
you don't?
No.
What else is he doing besides watching, Spielberg's daughter on video?
This one's for George. GL. Hey. Well, I mean, he's doing his museum, which is
Yep.
what he's been working on for a long time.
Is he really? Do you think that's ever going to open?
I do.
Okay.
I think he knows that the clock is ticking.
Okay.
And he's got the younger wife that will carry on after he's gone. I just think I think he sees the outcry on the internet for the people that didn't like the sequel trilogy. And
Sure.
I think it's his small way of trying to right the wrongs that Lucasfilm and Disney has done to his thing, even though he sold it and he's got no rights to it. Dave Filoni will call and say, hey, how would you handle this? And he would say that. He would tell him how, and then Dave Filoni does that with what he wants to do it. But he's constantly on the set of The Mandalorian, so they must have a good relationship somewhere.
You don't think he just shows up? Like, somebody's grandfather who comes and hangs out in your office all day because he's got nothing else to do. Like, oh, crap, the old man's here.
Mr. Favreau, Mr. Lucas is here again. Ah, fuck.
Shit, tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm on Hoth.
Sir, he's playing with the baby Yoda puppet. Oh. All right, come on. Bring the spray bottle. Let's get him off of
I
it.
think he's drooling again.
I don't know. I think maybe he just realizes that Dave Filoni has his best interests at heart. And, he's just gonna roll with that.
Hopefully.
I'm still holding out hope that Disney gives Dave Filoni control of Star Wars.
We can only hope.
Yeah. It's got to be better than what they're producing now.
Yeah. Well, what are they producing now?
Well, they.
Producing Mandalorian, which is going really well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good pre-hype about the new Clone Wars.
Have you watched any of it? Or
Not
the
yet.
new one that they released?
No.
No. I keep meaning to watch it and I haven't yet. They just announced that they were working with a writer for the next film. And that I can't remember the dude's name. They already have a director picked out. And I don't remember what that was, but let me see if I can find it. Because apparently he had a cameo in...
J.D. something.
Yes.
Hillman?
J.D. Dillard.
Dillard, that's what it was. Yeah, there were a couple of D's in there.
And that Luke Cage and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. writer Matt Owens will pen the script. Apparently he was one of the stormtroopers in Rise of Skywalker. And apparently he has worked for J.J. Abrams before. He worked at the receptionist desk of Bad Robot while pitching his projects in Hollywood.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the Hollywood dream, right?
Taking advantage of your situation.
Yeah.
You know, before I let you in to see Seth, I want you to read this treatment for me. Tell me what you think.
J.J. Abrams walks in and says, is there any mail? Well, there's this script right here. Why don't you read this?
Yeah. I think you'll like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
To give that to somebody who is kind of an unknown.
Yeah.
It's going to be his first film. Disney and Lucasfilm won't fuck with him at all.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Did you see any of the leaked concept art for the Colin Trevorrow version of Episode 9?
Yes.
I love the shot of, I don't know if it's a hangar bay or whatever, of the rebels graffitiing the AT-STs.
I don't know if I saw that one. Colin. How do you spell Colin?
just look at Duel of Fates concept art.
Duel of Fates concept art.
And it already had a theme song.
Yes. And that's why a lot of people thought oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
I mean there's a couple of shots of the AT-STs that look very Mad Max.
Right.
Like it looks like there's
projectiles
attached to them.
Yeah, so like they could just run into things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very cool.
I mean, I know people I've seen videos online where people have read the leaked script and said that on paper it was decent, but they don't know how far that would have come across. A lot of the things that were written in there would have been hard to do visually.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just think that the whole thing suffers from the lack of cohesion of Lucasfilm in the beginning.
Sure.
Saying, hey, we're going to do three films. This is what the story needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right around these beats, but these beats have to be in there. Instead of, okay, we're going to set something up and then this next director is going to come in and completely change everything. And then the first director is going to come back and he's going to change everything back.
Yeah. But that's movie making these days.
But I think I honestly feel that, you know, you look at the two major brands that Disney owns now, you look at Marvel and you look at Star Wars. And Marvel produces multiple films a year that tell a story that culminates at the end of 22 films into this big spectacle.
Sure.
And then you have Disney or Lucasfilm that did three films and messed every single one of them up. And I just feel like the lack of leadership of somebody like Kevin Feige, who's, if they had that in Lucasfilm, and they're supposed to be like a story group at Lucasfilm that's supposed to say, yes, this is canon, no, that's canon, yeah, you can't sure. do this.
That's Leland Chi in The Keeper of the Holocron.
Yeah, so like all that's supposed to be there, but where were they?
How did this happen?
Yeah, how
did this happen? You were set up for success. You blew it.
It's almost like they said, we can't lose, and somebody said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I guess they're getting ready to release Rise of Skywalker on digital and Blu-ray, and like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I have reached that point.
And this first one's not going to have any deleted scenes or anything, which means there's going to be a future cash grab.
Of course.
You know, like they did with all of the Lord of the Rings movies, where it's like, oh, there's this version, but now here's the director's cut. Now here's the special collector's version. Now here's the one where Gollum speaks everybody's lines. And it's like, hey, just give us your money. It's like, you know what? So just do it up front. Yeah. Make it a, you know, make it a $60 Blu-ray or whatever. And you'll find out whether or not people give a shit anymore.
I would be interested to see at least J.J. Abrams' cut of the film. I know they're not going to do that, but...
Sure. I mean, it's up there with the Snyder cut of
Justice League.
Justice League.
Yeah. I would absolutely love to see what he presented to Disney, and Disney said, no, you need to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently it was over 3 hours or whatever. And I just feel
our stupid Americans can't sit that long.
Well, that's why there's not a lot of... what do they call those subtitles?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think that if they had had somebody in the beginning that was the shepherd of the story,
mm-hmm.
of sitting there and telling the directors, no, you can't kill off Snoke because there's got to have a through line. Instead of somebody being just like, oh, well, I'm going to kill him because that's what the audience isn't expecting.
Yeah.
Then maybe we would have gotten away from, we're running out of gas. Wait, what? When has fuel ever been a major thing in Star Wars?
Right.
I don't know. It just, nah. Anyway. So I guess we'll see. Going back to what we were talking about, I guess we'll see what that new project is, but.
Hope it's good. That's all I'm saying. If you want to sell those action figures, do some good stuff.
What action figures? They stopped making action figures.
No, they didn't. I just pre-ordered stuff this morning.
What did you pre-order?
Stuff from Toy Fair. There's a new Luke in the Hoth version of the jumpsuit. There's a new Dagobah R2-D2. And this is the coolest one, is they've got a Hoth Rebel soldier that comes with three faces.
Okay.
So they've got one where he's clean shaven. If you open his backpack, there's a face in there that's got a beard on it that you could put on. And they've got one that's got the scarf across his face.
Oh.
So I ordered two of those. Yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting for the other stuff that I pre-ordered to actually be released too. So.
Oh. Oh,
but
yeah,
you know,
look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the Imperial probe droid?
No, I don't see any need for that.
Why? That's cool.
Eh, I don't know.
You're not a fan of droids?
$30? $30? I'm a big fan of droids, but I'm just not a fan of that one, apparently.
Oh, they're doing the retro collection too?
Yeah, they've done that. I don't know if this is the second or third release in that series.
So does that diminish? So they're releasing Boba Fett. Does that diminish my original Boba Fett?
Not necessarily.
No. Cause that always bothers me when they do that shit.
When they do reissues.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, they I had two original Boba Fetts.
Uh-huh.
I gave one to my nephew for Christmas because he had been wanting one because you can't find them anywhere. And when you do find them on eBay, they're hundreds of dollars. So I gave him one, and now he'll be able to buy his own. Like,
right.
I don't know. That shit kind of irks me. Did you pre-order the new Baby Yoda toy that is like animatronic and you can like lay it down and it goes to sleep?
No.
No?
Because I've seen other toys like that and they're fun for a day. And then they just sit in the box.
Oh, come on. It could be like your little pal when you come home. It can like sing to you.
No.
And you can put it to bed every night. And...
No. There's a Chewbacca toy like that.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you pre-order?
And I've been in Edna mode.
Oh. Did you pre-order the Princess Leia fixing the Falcon figure?
Is that the Hoth costume?
Yes.
Yeah, I already have that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am being more selective these days.
I just can't believe how expensive this shit is now.
Yeah.
All those figures that they can't sell that are at like Target, and they're like $13 for like a 6-inch figure.
Well, list price is $19 to $25.
Remember when you were a kid, you'd get one for like $3?
Yeah. Like, those days are gone. Those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah, I see that Rebel Trooper. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get yourself a Lando Calrissian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I already have that one. Huh. I'll have to make one with the yellow shirt. Get another $20 out of me.
There you go. The Snowspeeder's kind of cool. The Slave One is kind of cool.
It is, but at $120, the Slave One is the 3¾-inch version.
Okay.
Which means it'll probably be like 70.
You going to get yourself a Darksaber?
No.
No?
No.
So are there two separate Lukes?
There are dozens of Lukes. You'll have to be more specific.
Well, okay, so there's Luke in his pilot outfit.
So that's been released twice.
Okay.
There was a standard one, and then there was the one from Celebration 6 or 7 that was on a card back, which was kind of the start of the vintage figures.
Okay.
Yeah. So the newest one coming out is him in the pilot outfit, but it's from Hoth.
Right.
I wish they'd release the two George Lucas figures.
Oh, those exclusive ones?
Yeah. I have the pilot version. I don't have the Stormtrooper.
Of course you do.
Igriog Sukal.
There you go. I like the dirty R2.
Yeah, it looks cool.
From Dagobah. And then there's another one where Luke's in his beige outfit and holding the lightsaber. Oh,
yeah. The Empire Strikes Back costume.
Yeah, and it looks like the picture on the card, he's all like dirty and shit, and then like the figure is like pristine. Like, dirty that shit up a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it on fucking R2, do it on Luke.
Yeah.
But I guess that's more paint passes.
Cost more. Extra $5. Yeah. Want dirt? It's going to cost you.
I'll just do a black wash on it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll make them look dirty. At least the faces look better.
They do. See, that's the problem, is that some of the older ones that I have, the faces aren't as good. So it's like, so you have to buy the newer version because it's got the 3D sculpt technology, whatever the hell it is. You know, they dig up Carrie Fisher every year and rescan the face.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, they could just digitally rebuild her.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's really no reason to have actors anymore. You get everything you want in the computer.
I've always felt like you see behind the scenes and like visual effects reels, and you see a fully believable 3D character do something, like be in a scene with something, and it's got to be weird for the actors going to see the film at the premiere to see yourself do something that you know you didn't shoot. Like, that's got to be so surreal. Like, I don't remember doing that stunt, but that's my face. Not that all the technology is still great, but like for the really good stuff, it's got to be weird. Because I think Tom Holland has talked about that, of, you know, they have his face and they have him doing all these flips and stuff, and they just put him in wherever they want. And he was like, "Oh, I remember doing that, but that's not the context of what I was doing it for." Did you see the, speaking of Tom Holland, did you see the deep fake of him and Robert Downey Jr. in Back to the Future?
Deep fakes scare me. They really do, because I mean, you know how stupid people are.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, the interesting thing with that though is for the technology that's out there now, they have side by side created the technology to be able to tell it from like real footage. And those like the Back to the Future thing is not perfect. It's not it like you can definitely see the faces shift when the heads turn or whatever. Like, it's definitely not 100%, but that's only a lack of time of letting the computer like run the calculations. That if you were to give it 3 months instead of 3 weeks to look at and refine those face shapes, you wouldn't be able to tell. So just wanting to get this stuff out there, they do it rather quickly. But I've seen other ones that are, if the heads aren't turning as much as they were in Back to the Future, it's like, holy shit. Like, that could totally be somebody saying that shit.
Yeah, scary.
And you would have to think that the government, well, I shouldn't say this because the government is stupid, but,
They're listening, so,
well, probably. You know, that you would think that that would be a concern of the government, that somebody just doesn't pop up on TV saying a bunch of shit to get people in trouble.
Wait,
And
wait, wait, that doesn't happen?
it being a deep fake and then that person not really saying it. You know, I would assume that they would have to be on top of that technology to have some kind of way of telling whether it's real or fake, especially nowadays.
I don't know.
Although, speaking of stupid government people, this week,
Yes.
Trump at a rally dissed the movie Parasite,
Yes.
saying what was up with that, and then the people that made Parasite were like, of course he didn't understand it, he can't read.
Good for them.
He's not bullying anybody. Like, nobody's like, everybody's okay with like telling him off, so, you know, he can say whatever he wants and then people are just going to fire right back. But I did like that they weren't just going to sit there and take it.
Good for them. Good for them. Yeah, in other news, I have lost all respect for some of my childhood heroes this week.
Oh, why?
The US hockey team from Miracle on the Ice showed up at a Trump rally in Vegas wearing MAGA hats.
Oh.
So fuck them all.
The whole team? It's always interesting to find out who these people are, isn't it?
Yes. It's frightening.
I just feel like if they weren't so arrogant and ignorant of what's going on around them,
I don't understand how somebody can be that stupid and that easily manipulated.
I know. There are
stupid fucking people in power all around us.
Yep.
It's time to start really teaching kids about the French Revolution early. You know, maybe put a guillotine at a couple of trouble high schools and, you know, put it to use once in a while.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's been interesting, especially in the last couple of weeks of watching people on Facebook that, like, I went to high school with. And mm-hmm. I've kind of come to the conclusion that if you've never left the area around which you grew up,
mm-hmm.
I don't really take a whole lot of stock in what you have to say.
Right.
The people that have piped up about Trump that I went to high school with that are like, I'll support him no matter what. And,
right.
And it doesn't matter what he says. Like, that was the whole thing. That's why I voted for him, because you never know what he was going to say. You're a fucking idiot and you don't understand how the world works.
Right.
And I've unfriended a lot of people because I'm like, I can't sit here and ignore it, but there's no arguing with them either.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much the debate that I've had being an atheist of like, I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind, but I'm not going to sit here and watch you rip people apart because of they think differently than you.
Right.
You know, the term fucking snowflake. Maybe, yes. Maybe I'm a snowflake for fucking being as pissed off as I am about it, if that's what you want to call me. But like, I call it compassion for other people. Like,
sure.
Like like it just aggravates me when I hear people use that term. Fucking Ted Cruz, who's the biggest fucking hypocrite on the planet, calling people snowflakes is like, dude, you need to fucking step back and look at your life because you're a fucking asshole.
Sure.
Him and fucking Lindsey Graham and those
all of them
fucking assholes on Fox News. Like, oh,
Negan them.
Yeah.
Next State of the Union. Give Elizabeth Warren a baseball bat. Not going to shake my hand. All right, motherfucker. Here we go. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. That shit. It's been an eye opener.
I mean, along those same lines. Yeah. So last weekend, there was a little sporting event, which I reluctantly refer to as a sporting event. Being able to hold your fucking bladder should not be a skill. But anyway, where the Orange One showed up and he buzzed the stadium in Air Force One, and then they drove his limo around the track at Daytona.
Yep.
And then they had to cancel the race. And then the next day, so we have like the local morning news program. It's kind of, you know, like, and here's all the fun news that's going on. And, you know, there's very little news and there's lots of segments on like the best backpack to buy your kid. And there's a guy who goes around and does like events and restaurant openings and stuff. I don't know if you remember him, David Martin.
No.
Okay. So he was at Daytona the day after, and they were kind of looking for somebody to interview who had stayed overnight and was not going to leave until the race was completed. And so he walks up to these two redneck pieces of shit, early 20s. The rest of their buddies weren't there because they had to go on a beer run. This is 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They were both well oiled.
Okay.
One of these dirt bags was wearing a hoodie, gym shorts, and cowboy boots. And the other one was just as stupid. And they were going on and on about how everybody loves him and this, these are his people. And, you know, everybody get on the Trump train. Woo, woo. And I'm like, oh, my God, drop a bomb on them right now. Just take them out. You're too fucking stupid to be alive. I'm sure we have plenty of people who can load trucks at the Costco that, you know, you're not going to be missed. And then yesterday I'm listening to NPR, and there, I forget which program, and I can't find it online because there are so many similar topics. They were talking to this girl. She was very much a girl. She was not an adult. She was probably in her 20s, who was talking about how great it was that we've dropped out of the Paris Accord and we're rolling back protections on auto emissions. And it's like, oh, my God, you are dooming your generation.
Yep.
How do you not know that? And it's like, oh, my God, you are just too stupid to be alive.
It is amazing that people really don't think about how these things affect all the rollbacks of the EPA guidelines that they've done, and the coal mining and all that shit only hurts the planet. But nobody's thinking future generations.
Jobs, Chris. Jobs. It's going to bring jobs. Billions of jobs in the coal industry.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on, who doesn't want to go work in a fucking black hole for 12 hours a day? But anyway, didn't mean to get all political there.
No, it's fine. We haven't done that in
but
a while.
Yeah, it's
it is an amazing thing. I don't remember what show it was, but there was when the trial was going on, and
what trial?
The impeachment trial.
The acquittal?
Yes.
The acquittal. Uh-huh.
And somebody went to a Trump rally and was talking to his people, and they were all older, white, middle-class Americans in the Midwest somewhere.
Yep.
And the guy said, well, how do you think this should be handled if you don't like what's going on? And they were like, there should be a way for him to prove himself innocent. And then the guy was like, so like something in a court of law?
And they're like to release the documents that prove he's not a dirtbag?
Well, so,
oh my God.
So they said, yeah, something like that, and be presided over by like a judge. And they're like, yeah, that's a really good idea. And the call witnesses that, you know, would either show that he's innocent or prove that he's guilty. They're like, yeah, they should do that. And he was like, that's what they're doing. And the Republicans won't let anybody testify.
That's right.
And so they were just like, I don't get it. And it's like, oh my God, you guys are so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well,
if he's innocent, then why wouldn't they let anybody testify?
Mm-hmm. And God, no, this is a mouse hole. This is a wormhole. Oh my God. Spiraling out
Go
of
ahead.
Control here.
Go ahead. Do it.
So why is there no recourse when he fires?
Oh, the witnesses?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't understand
That's
that either.
That's fucking bullshit. There should be a goddamn lawsuit the minute it happens.
Yep. They even had that guy that worked at the White House. That was like, he gave the opening statement where they asked him if he was afraid, and he said no because it's the truth, and the truth will not harm me.
Surprise!
And then he's out of a job, and it's like, it's retaliation, and retaliation should not be within the confines of the fucking presidency of the United States.
Chris, the president can do anything he wants. He is now the chief, what did he call himself? The chief enforcement officer of the United States.
Did he really say that?
He said something along those lines. And this was in regards to the scumbags that he pardoned.
Uh, Chief Law Enforcement Officer of America.
Yeah, there you go.
During his Senate impeachment trial, Democrats repeatedly asserted that Trump is not above the law. On Tuesday, Trump granted clemency to a clutch of political allies, circumventing the usual Justice Department process.
Oh, but Blagojevich was a Democrat. That's not favoritism.
I'm allowed to be totally involved, he told reporters as he left Washington on Tuesday. I'm actually...
What reporters? What reporters? At his daily briefing? Oh, we haven't had one of those for years.
Well, that's where he gets out beside the helicopter that's running and screams at the press.
Yeah.
He said, I'm actually, I guess, the chief law enforcement officer of the country, but I've chosen not to be involved.
Yeah.
You know, he was all like, I beat the impeachment. And was like, well, no, you were impeached.
No, you didn't. You were impeached.
You didn't get removed from office, and no impeached president ever has, because their party has been in power of the Senate when it's come up.
And Nixon resigned.
Right. But that would show that he was guilty. So, you know.
Yeah. Incredibly frustrating. But, you know, this happened in Germany, and, you know, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's round them all up.
Yeah. Yeah, this can't end badly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be like there's going to be people in cages somewhere. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, right?
It's not like he's just going to take...
See, I think he really needs to take his family to China to show them that there's nothing to fear with coronavirus. I mean, he is the second coming, right?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
And, okay, just, you know, as an aside, I'm an atheist, so I don't understand why you crazy Christians think that the orange guy would be the second coming of Christ. I don't get that, but, you know, that's not for me to decide.
Well, because, I mean, if you follow the Bible, then you understand that we're not ready for the second coming. So, you know, just saying.
Doesn't there need to be peace in the Middle East for like 7 years?
Yes.
For like Jesus to come back?
Yes.
Okay. So he's not the second coming?
No.
Not even close?
Not at all. No. Nope. False prophet.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Did you see that there was an interview with Anderson Cooper and Rob Blagojevich, in which Anderson totally lost it and starts cursing at him?
No.
Yes.
No, what happened?
Because Blagojevich told him that he was innocent of corruption charges and he was a political prisoner. Cooper yells out before they could bleep him, bullshit. I bet if you were to ask Nelson Mandela whether he thought it was fair in early 60s in South Africa, he would say what I'm saying today.
Wow.
Baseball bats. Come on, Democrats, fucking get a backbone.
I mean, so Elizabeth Warren ripped apart Bloomberg this week.
I kind of agree with her. I don't really trust it.
Oh, no,
He's buying the presidency.
Yeah,
who the fuck knows what his ulterior motive is?
There's no way he should ever get near the presidency of the United States.
Oh, God, no.
No, like everything that she said was kind of right on, and like not. He should like he came into the race late.
Well, he's still not on a ballot.
No.
No. He was in this debate because he met the quota of some poll. It's like, well, when you have $400 million worth of commercials running every minute of the day,
right. Well, so does, I don't know if you've known the other guy that's running,
Steyer.
Yeah. He's fucking all over the place too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not getting anywhere close to that, man.
Yeah. I mean, you may as well have elected Ben Carson. Come on.
I mean, at this point, I've got to assume it's either going to be Warren or Bernie Sanders. And I feel like it's going to be Bernie.
If it's Bernie, then Bernie needs to pull Sanders and Buttigieg and several of the others into his cabinet.
Right.
To get the votes.
Yep.
And this bullshit of them fighting and sniping at each other has got to stop.
Yep.
Because it's what happened with fucking Hillary.
I mean, I've loved some of the things that I've seen online, like with people, oh, what do you want to live in a socialist state and all this shit? And it's like, hey, do you belong to Social Security?
Yeah. Guess what?
Well, guess what? That's a socialist program.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody complains about that, do they?
The last time we had a socialist president, he ran for 4 terms.
Yep.
Before they passed a bill for term limits.
Yep.
That's how popular he was.
But, you know, evangelical America won't let you fucking get to there because it disrupts their plans.
You know, with all these hackers who are like, you know, locking down small cities and demanding ransom, it's like, why can't you go into, you know, some of these people and do some good with your fucking hacking skills? Because you're just assholes.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
You know, it's like if you could get into somebody's bank account, some multimillionaire dirtbag Walmart owning piece of shit,
mm-hmm.
and empty their account so that they can no longer survive. It's like, why can't you do this shit?
Yeah.
Why can't you find the fucking tax returns and just release them? Oh, but we're gonna give Julian Assange a pardon if he says there was no Russian meddling in the election.
Yeah. Well.
What? Another fucking bribe?
Exactly. That's not a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, and for some reason, there is no recourse for any of this shit. Nobody's being like, and maybe it's just the amount of scandals that are coming out where people are like, well, we can't fucking keep up with it all. But they fucking should.
Yes. They just don't care. You know, that whole freaking thing that shows up anytime that it's the anniversary of the Holocaust. It's like, well, they came for my neighbor and I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they came for, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they came for me and there was no one left to say anything. And it's like, you know what, assholes? You are totally screwing your family,
yep.
Your children, your children's children. You are making this that horrible, nasty, smog-covered future.
Yep.
That we see in movies. And you just don't care. You do not care. Nope. Because you're too stupid to actually look at anything on your own. You're only waiting for somebody to tell you what to think. And you're not going to do a goddamn thing about it. Because you're dumb enough to say that if so-and-so is running, is the one who's being, you know, nominated by the party, I'm not going to vote for him. Or I'm going to vote for Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Like, you're an idiot. You don't deserve the right to vote. Somebody should stop you right there, get your name and social security number, and blacklist your ass. I'm serious.
No, I...
This is so ridiculous. This is what happens in these third world countries.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Trump is the white Idi Amin.
The orange one.
He's the orange one, the black one. It's a whole Halloween thing. It's horrible.
Yeah, well.
God damn it.
It's the America we live in.
Is it?
The other thing that I saw this week that I really enjoyed was the people who were now saying, which happens during every election, it's, oh, if Trump gets elected, I'm going to move to a different country, blah, blah, blah. And now they're
like, it was the same thing when it was if Obama's elected.
Right, exactly. So now, you know, so now they're saying, oh, if a socialist is elected, I'm leaving. And the response to that was, so what other first world country are you going to go to that doesn't have like government-run healthcare and socialist mm-hmm. programs, because there aren't any.
Right.
We're it, and we're fucking paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that, people. In your face.
I mean, he's doing great. I mean, he is raising the living standards of ordinary Americans, specifically porn stars.
I was going to say, because I did my taxes this weekend, and his quote-unquote tax cuts that were supposed to give me more money didn't.
Yeah, what did it cost you?
Well, I'm still getting money back, but I'm not getting as much back as I was.
I owed $95.
Did you really?
Yep.
Oh.
Because I dropped my withholding all the way down.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd rather pay a little bit at the end than to let them, you know, give me an interest-free payment. Okay. After keeping my money for a year.
I got you.
No, just saying.
Okay. Wow. Wow, we got really political.
we did. Oh, my God.
But we haven't done that in a really long time.
No.
We try to keep it light.
It's going to get worse.
Stupid, but, you know.
Well, sometimes. When stupid becomes reality, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else for this week?
No.
No? All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Vote. Vote often.